At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 10 to 15 minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Monday, September 19th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward the nightcap in tonight's Monday Night Football doubleheader and a big matchup between the Minnesota Vikings and the Philadelphia Eagles. This is an 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff, and currently the Eagles are listed as a 2.5-point home favorite with a total of 50.5. Now, both teams are coming off season-opening wins. The Minnesota Vikings took down the Packers 23-7, easily covering as a 2-point home favorite, while the Philadelphia Eagles beat the Detroit Lions 38-35, but failed to cover as a 6-point road favorite. Now, this line opened with the Eagles listed as a 3-point home favorite, and it appeared as though early money took the points here with Minnesota, as we saw this line fall from 3 all the way down to 1.5. However, late buyback appears to be siding with the Philadelphia Eagles. When they bottomed out at -1.5, we've then seen over the past few days a lot of buyback pushing this line back up from Eagles -1.5 to -2.5 where it stands right now. Currently, the public is all over the Minnesota Vikings, with 67% of bets at DraftKings taking the points with Minnesota. Now, what's important right now is that we're hovering around the key number of 3. 3 is the most common key number in football because it's the most common method of scoring with the field goal, and also it lands about 15% of the time all games on 3 because that's the most common method of scoring. So as we're sitting around 3, it's important for bettors to keep these key numbers in mind. So if you think of it another way, if you like Philadelphia, you probably want to target them at 2.5 sooner rather than later before or if this line gets to 3. Whereas if you like Minnesota, you might want to wait this thing out and see if you can get that +3. Therefore, if you get Philly -2.5, they win by 3, you'll win your bet. If you get Minnesota +2.5 right now and they lose by 3, you lose your bet. So the 3 is critical, and as bettors, always keep those key numbers in the back of your head. If you want to look at just who wins this game with such a short spread, Minnesota is a +120 dog on the money line, whereas Philadelphia is a -135 favorite. Also, when we look at the total, we saw some over money hit this game. The total opened at 47.5. It got bet up all the way to 52, but then we did see some late buyback bringing this line back down to around 50.5, where it stands right now. Currently, 68% of bets are taking the over, and the forecast looks pretty good tonight in Philadelphia. It's going to be in the high 70s with very moderate 5 to 7 mile per hour winds.
Best of the rest.
For our first best of the rest matchup, we're going to go to this early Monday Night Football game. Remember, we have 2 Monday Night Football matchups tonight to get down on. So the early game tonight at 7:15 p.m. Eastern Time, the Tennessee Titans are visiting the Buffalo Bills. Now, the Titans are 0-1 coming into this game, and this current spread now is Buffalo laying 10 as a 10-point home favorite with also a total of 47.5. Tennessee lost their season opener to the Giants 21-20, losing straight up as a 5.5-point favorite. Meanwhile, Buffalo won the NFL season opener, 31-10 over the Rams, easily covering as a 2.5-point road favorite. Now, all money and line movement is going with the Buffalo Bills in this one. The Bills open at some shops as low as a 7.5-point favorite, and we've seen this line get all the way up to minus 10. Currently, 66% of bets and nearly 80% of the money is laying the points here with the Bills at home, which appears to be both some pro and Joe support for Bills Mafia. Now, one big advantage here to keep an eye out for would be a rest advantage for Buffalo. The Bills haven't played since September 8th, which was a Thursday, whereas if you look at Tennessee, they last played on Sunday the 11th. So the Bills are rested with three more days to prepare and get their bodies ready for this matchup here tonight. Now, similar to that Minnesota-Philly game where we're hovering around the key number of 3, we're also hovering around the key number of 10 here with Tennessee and Buffalo. So basically, if you're liking Tennessee, you maybe want to get this 10 or see if maybe you can get the hook on the plus 10.5. That way, if Tennessee loses by 10, you're able to cover. Meanwhile, if you're Buffalo, you might want to see if this thing falls back down to 9.5. That way, if you get Buffalo minus 9.5, you're able to win your bet if they win by 10. Either way, the next move is critical. Do we see this line get up to 10.5, which would indicate more Buffalo support, or do we see late buyback side with Tennessee dropping this line to 9.5? The next move is critical. We've also seen a lot of under money come in on this game. The total opened at around 50, and we've seen it get bet down to around 47.5. Now, this is notable because the public is all over the over in this one. There are currently 64% of bets taking this over, yet we've seen this total fall a little bit, which does indicate some respected money leaning under. We have seen unders have a great start to the NFL season this year. Unders are 21-9, 70% so far. Both teams did go under in week one, and it's going to be a nice night in Buffalo, 70 degrees, but we do have around 10 miles an hour of wind, and when you see wind of 10 miles an hour or more, the under is roughly 55% the last decade. For our second best of the rest matchup, we're now going to go to the Major League Baseball slate tonight. It's not just NFL, we do have baseball to get down on with 9 games listed across the board tonight. We're going to go to a big matchup between the New York Mets and the Milwaukee Brewers. This is a 7:40 p.m. Eastern time first pitch, and currently Milwaukee is listed as a very short minus 110 home favorite, whereas the Mets are around plus 100 on the buyback. The total in this game is 7. Now, the Mets enter this matchup with a 93-55 record, whereas Milwaukee sits at 78-68. And the reason why this is such a good game tonight is the pitching matchup. Two of the best pitchers in baseball are facing off, with Max Scherzer pitching for the Mets, 9-4 with a 2.26 ERA, against Corbin Burns for Milwaukee, who's 10-7 with a 2.97 ERA. Scherzer, by the way, is making his first start coming off the injured list. He was placed on the injured list with an oblique injury, and he'll be making his first start since coming off the shelf. Currently, 74% of bets are taking the plus 100 price with Scherzer and the Mets on the road, yet this line really hasn't moved at all. So it does indicate possibly some liability here on Milwaukee. Now, one thing to keep an eye out for if you don't want to play the money line either way would be looking at some K props, some strikeout props. Both pitchers are listed with a strikeout prop of 6.5 tonight, but the juice is completely different on both pitchers. Scherzer is actually juiced up under, so it's under 6.5 at around minus 120, so some liability on Scherzer off the DL, throwing 6 strikeouts or less, whereas Corbin Burns is also 6.5, but he's really juiced up around over minus 145 to the over, so some liability here on Corbin Burns having 7 strikeouts or more. You could also be looking toward the total in this one. Looks like some liability here on the under. It opened at a very low 7, and currently you're only getting 46% of bets, but 59% of money on the under. About a plus 13 smart money discrepancy. And we do see that under juiced up 7 under minus 115 or minus 120 across the board. So reading between the lines with some under liability, if you like that under, you probably want to bet it pretty quick here, guys, because that could be falling down to 6.5. Whereas if you like the over, maybe you wait and get an over 6.5.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, my first sweat of the night, I'm going to be going back to that 8:30 p.m. matchup between the Minnesota Vikings and Philadelphia Eagles. Now, I think it's really important here, and basically, spoiler, I'm going to go Philadelphia on the money line to win the game at minus 135. But I think what's important when you're looking at the NFL is not making snap judgments about a game too early in the week, because things can change. More bets come in, lines can change, injuries can take place. You don't want to lock yourself into a bet maybe on a Monday or a Tuesday when a game won't be played until Sunday or Monday, because again, what if things go the other way? You don't want to get locked into a bad bet too early, because again, lines can evolve. That's what I think happened here, Because if you look at the early move, it looked all Minnesota. Minnesota opened at +3. They got all the way down to +1.5. It looked like a lot of money early came in there on the Vikings plus the points. However, to the point of not getting locked in too early, all this late movement has been coming in on the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles, when they bottomed out at -1.5, it looks like Sharp said, hey, that line is now too low. Let's buy back on Philly. We're getting such a good buy low opportunity here on Philly. Driving that line from -1.5 back up to -2.5. And again, this could be trending toward 3. We'll see how it evolves going closer toward kickoff here. But remember, you're around that key number of 3. So if you like Philly and you want to save some juice, you don't want to go money line, the -2.5 is available to you. Now, aside from this late buyback toward Philly, the reason why I really like Philly tonight is because this is an ultimate fade the trendy dog opportunity. Currently, 67% of bets are on Minnesota. Now, what does that mean? It means that this is a very popular underdog tonight. And if you talk to a lot of wise guys, they'll often look toward dogs that are gross, that really don't have a lot of popularity, because it's those gross dogs that people think have no shot that really are the most undervalued plays. But when a dog becomes popular, and remember, the public always is inclined psychologically to want to bet favorites. They're quote-unquote the better team, they're expected to win, they're expected to cover, and if someone's going to bet their hard-earned money on a game, they probably want to place it on quote-unquote the better team. So more often than not, you're going to see the public take favorites. It's rare when they look toward a dog, and when they do, that creates a really lopsided, trendy dog opportunity to go the other way and bet against that popular underdog. So that's what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to bet against this popular Minnesota underdog, and I'm going to buy low and take Philly on the money line to win the game. The other reason why I really like Philly in this spot, aside from the late movement, aside from the fade the trendy dog opportunity, is this massive sharp money discrepancy. Using our VSiN.com splits from DraftKings, only 33% of bets are on Philadelphia, which makes them a really good buy low contrarian opportunity tonight, contrarian favorite. Only 33% bets, but 79% of the money. That is a huge +46% smart money discrepancy for Philadelphia. Again, only a third of the bets, but almost $8 out of $10 here. So that tells me that the bigger wagers are on Philly. They're only getting a small majority of bets, but a big share of money. Also, Philadelphia, again, some late reverse line movement, line going back in their favor, contrarian home favorite, fade the trendy dog, but also kind of a classic team that didn't cover last week against a team that did cover. I like to buy low on those teams that didn't cover. So I'm going to go Philadelphia on the money line, -135. I like to money line short favorites because, again, if the spread is so low, odds makers are predicting a tight game, and I'll pay a little more juice knowing that I just have to win the game. I think a good example of this would be yesterday with the New England Patriots. They were also a fade the trendy dog opportunity where big majority bets there on the Steelers. The line ended up closing Patriots -3. They end up winning by 3. So if you laid the 3, you pushed, whereas if you took the Patriots on the money line, you're able to win your bet. So I'm going Philadelphia to win the game, -135. My other play tonight that I'll be sweating for Josh's sweats, I'm going to take the under in the Tennessee-Buffalo game, that early Monday Night Football game, which kicks off at 7:15 a.m. p.m. Eastern time. This total actually opened at around 50. Some books are even around closer to 51. And the public is taking the over in this one. Almost 75% of bets are saying, hey, Josh Allen, high-scoring offense, they're going to score a lot of points. Maybe Tennessee will get some points too. Let's go over in this one. However, despite 3 out of 4 bets going over, a classic reverse line move to the under. Reverse line movement is when the betting line goes in the opposite direction of the betting percentages. So if 75% of bets are on the over and the total opens around 50-51, you'd think it'd get bet up to around 52 or 53. But that's not what happened. Despite a lot of this public betting going over, this line has actually fallen. So that tells me some respected money here is on the under. Only around 35% of bets, but almost 50% of the money. So that is a sharp bet discrepancy to the under. Both teams went 1-0 to the under. They both cashed their under in week one. As we mentioned earlier in today's podcast, the under is 21-9 this season, off to a great record, 70%. We've also seen a lot of these primetime unders do very well. They're 5-0 to start the year. Could also be a windy under. It's not a huge, Buffalo in December with wind and with snow. It's going to be nice in the 70s here, but it's going to be windy around 10 miles an hour. So I'll take that. It's not a huge thing, but I'd rather there be a little wind than no wind, because that way maybe you have a missed kick, maybe you run the ball a little bit more. But I also think the game plan of Tennessee might benefit the under here, because if you're the Titans, you want to keep the ball away from Buffalo. And how do you do that? By holding the ball yourself, by running the ball with Derrick Henry. So the more that you use You know, to keep the ball in your hands, you chew up the clock, you keep it away from Allen, and then you keep that clock running and hopefully benefit that under. One big injury to keep an eye out for tonight would be Gabriel Davis, the young wide receiver here for the Buffalo Bills. Davis is questionable with an ankle. There's some reason to believe that he may miss this game. Keep an eye out for an injury update here. But if Gabriel Davis does miss the game, that's a star wide receiver for Buffalo that won't play, which would also benefit the under. So I'm going to go under here. You would have wanted to target this if you could a little bit earlier, try to get it an under closer to under 50. But if you can find a 47 and a half, or maybe a 48 if it's out there, shop for the best line, have multiple outs. But I'll take that under 47 and a half. Again, 48 if you can get it. That's kind of a key number. Key numbers aren't as important with totals as they are with spreads. But 47 and a half, if it's a 27-20 game, something like that, you want to cash that under 47 and a half with the hook if it lands on 47. But I'll be taking the under in this one. Again, try to find the under 48. I do see a few books still hanging that number, but most of this market does look like it's trending down to 47 and a half. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Monday, September 19th. But remember, football season is the best time to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to our hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe. Enjoy the sweats, everyone, tonight. Big Monday Night Football doubleheader, a lot of baseball. I wish you the best of luck. Hopefully you can cash some tickets tonight.